Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. 47 people killed and several buildings collapsed after 7.4 magnitude earthquake shakes Western Colombia. Indian envoy Dinesh Trivedi meets Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq Rahman in Dhaka. Discussions focused on enhancing bilateral partnership across several sectors. Typhoon Dolphin brings heavy rain and flooding in eastern China. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated. Ukrainian drone attack on oil hub in Russia's Tatarstan region kills 13 people. And FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 begins later this week with new format as quarterfinals are scrapped. Forty-seven people were killed and dozens of buildings collapsed in cities across Western Colombia today after a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck the South American nation, trapping residents under debris and leaving many injured. The earthquake reportedly forced people to evacuate their homes as far as the capital of Bogota. The U.S. Geological Survey and Colombia's counterpart reported that the epicenter was in San Jose del Palma, a community of about 4,800 people in the Chocó region, about 250 miles of west of Bogota. The U.S. Geological Survey said it struck at a depth of 66 miles. The quake was also felt in neighboring Ecuador. Indian High Commissioner to Bangladesh Dinesh Trivedi today described his first meeting with Prime Minister Tariq Rahman as fruitful, saying that the two countries not only share a border but also share dreams. Mr. Trivedi today held separate bilateral meetings with Bangladesh Prime Minister Rahman and Home Minister Salahuddin Ahmed in Dhaka. The Indian High Commission said the discussions focused on enhancing bilateral partnership across several sectors. Addressing reporters after the meeting, Mr. Trivedi said India was looking forward to a meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq Rahman. Thousands of Kashmiri diaspora members staged a protest march in Bologna, Italy. They condemned the killings of innocent civilians by Pakistani forces in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK. The protesters raised slogans against Pakistani forces and also expressed solidarity with the civil society group Joint Awami Action Committee. The protest came amid growing demonstrations by Kashmiri diaspora groups across the world. The protesters demanded international intervention over a brutal crackdown by Pakistani authorities in the region. Meanwhile, the Jammu and Kashmir Human Rights Observatory has recorded 93 civilian deaths during the escalating protest in POJK over the last month. Ukraine attacked the petroleum hub of Nizhnyamakamsk in central Russia's Tatarstan region today, killing 13 people and injuring 75 others. The Ukrainian military said it hit an oil refinery in Nizhnyamakamsk, which is about 1,200 kilometers east of the Ukrainian border and has a population of about 240,000. Russian officials didn't say what the drones targeted, but the city is home to two refineries and a petrochemical plant. Ukraine has targeted Russian oil facilities with long-range drones almost daily in recent months. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei said today that the Strait of Hormuz will not reopen until the U.S. continues its naval blockade against Iran. Addressing a weekly press briefing in Tehran, Baghaei said that the Strait of Hormuz was closed due to the U.S. and Israeli military aggression against Iran. He emphasized that the reopening of the waterway relies on the condition enforced on Iran and the Strait of Hormuz by the U.S. and Israeli authorities. Baghaei mentioned that the talks between Iran and Oman over the shipping route is a bilateral matter, which involves two nations. Earlier, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi stated that there are currently no ongoing negotiations with the United States. UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Hans Grundberg, today expressed deep concern over recent attacks by the Houthi group on the Yemeni government-led city of Mawqeh, warning that the military escalation could push Yemen back towards full-scale conflict. In a statement, Grundenberg said, "The attacks on Mawqeh reportedly caused civilian and military casualties and damaged infrastructure, including facilities at the city's port. The UN envoy called on the parties to exercise maximum restraint and work with his office on concrete measures to de-escalate tensions. At least 8 people were killed yesterday as Yemen's Houthi group launched a wave of missile and drone attacks on the Red Sea port city of Mawqeh and other government-held areas along the country's western coast. Yemen's transport ministry said that ballistic missiles and drones caused severe damage to the port's infrastructure. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated in eastern China as Typhoon Dolphin brought heavy rain and flooding. Authorities have warned that risks remained even as storm weakened after making landfall. According to the National Meteorological Center, NMC, Dolphin, the 13th typhoon of the year, made 2 landfalls in Zhejiang province yesterday. A report.
About 1,68,000 people have been moved from vulnerable areas on land and at sea in Fujian province by this morning. Shanghai had evacuated more than 2,15,000 people from areas considered at risk by late evening yesterday. Heavy rain was forecast to persist in parts of Fujian, including the cities of Ningde and Nanping, with the potential for torrential downpours in some areas. The storm caused widespread disruptions to transportation and tourism. In Fujian, authorities suspended 686 road passenger routes and 658 train services. A total of 234 major tourist attractions were also shut down and dozens of cultural and tourism events were cancelled. Nishit Kumar for World News.
Nepal has deported 695 Chinese nationals for violating the country's immigration laws over the 5 years from 2021 to 2025. According to data from the Department of Immigration, these accounting for the largest share of foreign nationals deported from the country. Nepal deported a total of 2,267 foreign nationals during the 5 years, with Chinese nationals accounting for 30.65% of the total. Citizens of the United States ranked second in terms of deportation during the 5 years, with 191 nationals deported, while Bangladesh ranked third with 145 deportations. Citizens of the United Kingdom and Pakistan ranked fourth and fifth, respectively, in terms of the number of their nationals expelled from Nepal during the period. The FIH Hockey Men's and Women's World Cup 2026 will feature a revamped competition structure, with the traditional quarterfinal stage scrapped and the top 2 teams from each of the 2 crossover pools advancing directly to the semifinals. Belgium and Netherlands jointly host the tournament from August 15 to 30. The new format means teams will have little margin for error from the outset, with results from the opening pool stage potentially carrying over into the next phase. India's men have been drawn alongside England, Pakistan and Wales in Pool D, while the Indian women will face China, England and South Africa in their Pool D campaign. The tournament will begin with the 16 teams in each competition split across 4 pools of 4. From August 15 to 20, every team will play 3 matches against the other sides in its pool, with the final standings determining the composition of the next phase. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 47 people killed and several buildings collapsed after 7.4 magnitude earthquake shakes Western Colombia. Indian envoy Dinesh Trivedi meets Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq Rehman in Dhaka. Discussions focused on enhancing bilateral partnership across several sectors. Typhoon Dolphin brings heavy rain and flooding in eastern China. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated. Ukrainian drone attack on oil hub in Russia's Tatarstan region kills 13 people, and FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 begins later this week with new format as quarterfinals are scrapped. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.